Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Nearly a century ago, the town of Ballard, in central Grand County, began to sprout up around a coal mine. The town, which took its name from Henry Ballard, the discoverer of the coal vein that became the town's economic mainstay, didn't keep its original name for long, however. When the American Fuel Company bought the mine from Ballard, the town was renamed after the company's general manager, Richard Neslin. Under the company's management, coal poured from the Neslin mines down a railroad spur, destined to feed the fuel-hungry steam engines of the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad. Stores, houses, and a hotel dotted the valley, connected by a sophisticated water system that drew from springs in the mountains. And the latest industrial machinery made the mines around Neslin some of the most efficient in the region. A state-of-the-art power plant even provided electricity to the town. For all of this progress, however, not all was well in Neslin. The mines were run by a racially and ethnically segregated workforce. Greek, Japanese, Italian, and African-American workers were assigned separate quarters in the town. Workers were also coerced into buying goods only at the company's store, and occasional murders rocked the community. The company also was often late in paying miners their wages. By 1915, discontent had boiled over and led to a strike, though it eventually was resolved and the miners returned to work. In 1918, American Fuel Company sold out to Chesterfield Coal Company, and the town known as Ballard, and then Neslin, again changed its name, this time to Seago. The mines continued to produce large amounts of coal through the 1920s and 1930s, though in time the demand for coal slowed and the town dwindled. Today, it's just another ghost town perched in southeastern Utah's Book Cliffs. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.